This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oilers move in left to right. Kapanen to the net. McDavid out front. Shooting and scoring. Matthias Ekholm ties the game. 3-3. Brand new hockey game.
Game one to the favorites as they win in overtime. Draisaitl with his second of the night. 4-3 Edmonton. In game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, it's Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, Oilers radio with the call, and Jake Rietma popping in, our Stars insider, as you watched game one yesterday.
Every single goal, I just wanted to yell, Dallas Stars! And it's too sad. It's hard to watch, though. It's hard to watch because, you know what, Stuart Skinner, you knew he was going to show up, and the real Stuart Skinner was going to show up, and it happened to be game one.
Oh, although,
exactly! I actually got my headphones today. But that being said, man, I was watching that game, and I got to give Edmonton a lot of credit because Skinner didn't look great for a second there, and they just kind of, albeit they're at home in their own building, but they withstood quite the ferocious attack from the Panthers and were still able to outlast and win that game one, which I think is pivotal.
Who did you pick in the series?
I have Florida. Florida, I think it's going to be a 7-game series. I tweeted this out yesterday that if game one, even the first period of game one, the first 20 minutes, if that's an indication of what we got for the rest of the Stanley Cup Finals, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be captivating. Obviously, I wish the Dallas Stars were there, but man, star power at an all-time high. The best of the best going at it for the Cup. That's all you can ask for.
So yesterday I said when the Cowboys like always get bounced early in the playoffs and we go later in the rounds, I'm like, yeah, they don't belong in the same field as the Final Four. Early in the series, obviously, but how are you looking at or thinking about the Stars matching up against Florida or Edmonton after we just got done with them?
Right. I kind of had both sides of my brain working with it. So bear with me here. On one side, I thought, okay, the Stars were generating high danger chances against the Edmonton Oilers. They just weren't converting. And I think you saw a couple of instances in those Florida Panthers in their three goals that the Stars were very much getting those exact type of chances. And so that tells me, God, right there, right there. But then the other side of it, I'm like, man, these guys can play. And I think you said it, RJ, that the Panthers feel like they have that switch that they go to that even further level that I think is the next step for the Stars. So I go a little bit back and forth for you.
Florida had a 83% win probability after the Bennett goal made it 3-1. Not the game tire, the second goal of his that made it 3-1. They were rolling.
Kind of sounds like Edmonton against us in game one.
It does, because what happened in that game one, right? There was that the first goal, it was the Miro goal, was the first goal to make it to cut it to one. And that was one where the Edmonton guy kind of shielded his own goalie. Same kind of thing last night.
That's a good point.
Was the Arvidsson goal. That was the one, right? And it was far away, kind of shielded, kind of not a soft goal, but certainly not one that Bob lets in.
Right, like a strategic goal. It had to be in the right place at the right time, and that was the spark that they needed. And I think, too, with this matchup, I mean, we can all agree, you got Connor McDavid, you've got Matthew Tkachuk, you know, two the best of the best in the sport, but Sam Bennett and Leon Draisaitl, that's a heck of a Robin matchup, if you will, of Robin versus Robin.
What is, I'm ignorant to this, so you can call it that. What's Draisaitl's background in terms of a prospect and coming up? Like, was he a chosen one?
Not necessarily, but I think when you put a guy with Connor McDavid for as long as they've been together, it's just the continuity that they build up, and there's going to be that inevitable...
He was third overall in 2014.
Right, McDavid bringing him to that. I won't say bring him to that level, but at the same time, you know, it's good to be around the best player in the world, and he's benefited.
Man,
from
these
that.
High draft picks in hockey don't miss. Man, their success rate compared to the other sports seems to be. I'm sure there's a study, but seems to be far and away better.
Well, that was Jim Nill's calling card. That's how he got to where he is now, as he was the director of scouting for those great Red Wings teams all those years, and then worked his way to the assistant general manager, and now obviously the best general manager in the game.
Jake Rietma has been calling around on this. Here's a final note I think we have to include. Tim Kalishaw learned yesterday that Jim Nill and the owner were set to meet, and Pete DeBoer's future was one of the items on the agenda. That was yesterday. Have not seen or heard any follow-up to that this morning. I did go and read Ralph Strangis, who none of the shows can book. He did some Substack thing, and he said that Pete DeBoer needs to stay. It was actually a fantastic piece that maybe we can get into later. But he's like, no, don't give that power to the players. And Jake Oettinger, Pete DeBoer needs to stay. That from Ralph, but apparently the big meeting took place yesterday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because you got the Texas Stars still playing. So that's the minor league team for the Dallas Stars. And so Jim Nill has been back and forth in Austin. And I won't say preoccupied, but he's got other things on his plate. And so the people I've talked to said they don't think anything is going to be determined right away. It could not necessarily be dragged on, but we don't expect to see a major announcement. But I think he's going to be back. That's what my gut's telling me. One more year on the contract, run it back, and I do agree that that might potentially set a dangerous precedent where, okay, one player is a little upset with a tough move that had to be made, and you can agree with the move, you can disagree with the move, but all of a sudden, if a move's made and then your coach just gets fired out of town because of that move, then what power does that give the coach? So I do agree that's a precedent being set there.
Adam Silver is trying to change the All-Star weekend again, and he's copying hockey.
Yes, he is. It will be USA versus the world in the NBA All-Star game. This is huge. It makes it totally watchable. I love this.
Well, I don't know the capacity. Silver said he doesn't know the capacity yet.
Yeah.
So you hope it's the two teams broken up, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it could be, right? The exact format, you know, we're not sure of yet. But the NBA admitting that there's a rivalry between USA players and world players, I think is a good thing. Because there is a rivalry.
We're getting embarrassed. We're getting smoked in MVP races.
Right? I know they want to admit everything is hunky-dory, but like the reality is NBA American-born players, I have to think, feel some type of way about Euros coming over here and just winning MVPs.
Was it seven straight?
Seven straight? Six or seven straight?
Yep, seven.
Could you imagine if the NHL went 7 years without a Canadian winning the Hart? 7 years. Now forget
that'd
the
be great.
Cup.
USA. Yeah. USA.
But, like, could you imagine?
Are you Gavin Spittle's love child?
Canada not having an MVP for seven straight years in hockey, or like, you know, I mean, baseball not having an American-born player win an MVP for seven straight years. The SEC going 7 years in a row without a Heisman. Like they would lose their minds.
I would agree with you, though. It's just so healthy to have that pride, that patriotism of whatever sport it is. I mean, if you don't feel that, then what are you even doing? You got, I mean, like I said, you got to be able to chant USA at the games.
But Bobby, will it matter for you whatsoever? They break this up.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Up for some more intrigue?
No. No. It doesn't. The NBA All-Star Game is the one that, for me, it should just go away. And if it's not going to go away, then... I still think the way you do it is you get the novelty of, like, you do a 3-on-3 or something and you set it up to be tournaments throughout a weekend.
They're doing this because of what the NHL did. So what do you think about it being replicated or copied to work the same?
Part of it is a mentality thing, in my opinion, that the hockey players, and you go back to the movie Miracle, and, you know, sports movies are real life. So obviously it's an easy parallel. But talking about playing for the name on the front of the jersey versus the back, like in Miracle. And I don't think you have that mentality in basketball in any case. So it doesn't, I don't think it's going to resonate and bring the same oomph as the Four Nations one.
That's the interesting thought, because, like, it seems like in soccer or hockey, you're playing for the pride of your country.
Yeah.
This would be playing for the anger or the resentment or the rivalry with the other players.
Right. Pride in a different way.
Right. Yeah. Not necessarily caring about the jersey.
Right. But you don't want to get shown up.
Right. So it's a little different. And I don't know, like, if
you
which
would
one
need
lasts
the Euros
longer.
To take it, like, super serious. Luka never takes any All-Star right. game serious. I think Joker's talking about having a few pops the night before, too. So I don't know.
The Euros, like, they seem to, like, have more pride to play with their individual country, because it's, like, it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal to them. Like, yeah. Dirk with Germany, like, it would be a massive deal. It'd be a way bigger deal for Germany to win the world, the Olympics in basketball than it is for us.
No doubt. Thank you, Rietma. Jake Rietma in studio talking Stanley Cup Finals Game 1, Edmonton with the 1-0 lead, and Adam Silver riling up some other NBA fans, Bobby.
Yeah, Adam Silver has obviously gotten a lot of questions about the draft lottery and how could the Mavericks have possibly won this. Well, look, I've never been more convinced than now that this is all a setup. This was all a setup. Because now it's given me another angle that I didn't even think about until Adam Silver opened his mouth and told on himself when talking to, of all people, Craig Carton on FS1 the other day. Adam Silver gave a lot of praise to the Dallas Mavericks for fighting the whole way and still winning the lottery.
You know, one reminder, too, we call it, you know, a lottery, and I think sometimes because it's a lottery, people think it must have been a 1 in a million chance that Dallas was going to win. I mean, remember, the worst performing team had a 14% chance of winning, which means there was an 86% chance they wouldn't get it. Dallas had roughly a 2% chance. So, you know, the losingest team had a 7 times better chance. So 2% is 2%. It's going to happen. And, you know, when people say, and therefore the lottery was broken, I have a different view, which the purpose of the lottery is to disincentivize teams from tanking. And so here you had a team which was clearly trying, whatever people think of that trade, they were trying to win. You know, then Kyrie got injured, then Anthony Davis got injured. Yeah. And so then they found themselves in the lottery. So, again, you know, it's on the level, and then odds are odds, and that's how it turned out.
Yeah, so Adam Silver's basically running the Mavericks at this point. I'm convinced of it. So we already know he wouldn't step in. Stop the Luka trade. He basically hired their CEO, Rick Welts. Rick Welts told on him last week at the little Forbes forum or whatever he was doing. He was like, Adam Silver called me and offered me the job, basically, to be the Dallas Mavericks CEO. And now we have him saying, that's right, I'm going to shoehorn this in before you even have time. And then
he's happy that the Scrubs didn't win it. He's happy about it.
Yeah, and you know why? He didn't even have to worry about it because he doctored the whole thing.
No, he didn't.
This is what he does. He owns the Dallas Mavericks now, and he's calling all the shots, and we're screwed.
He gave us the number one pick.
Yeah.
How we screwed.
Because he's going to trade it to the Clippers at some point when Ballmer needs him.
See, I agree with what you're saying about, like, you and I are on the same page with the lottery.
Yeah.
All right.
Which is, because I think I missed this.
It's rigged.
It's obviously rigged.
Oh.
It's obviously rigged.
Okay. Never mind.
You're wrong on you're comparing the CEO hire with the Luka trade. That's where you're wrong. The CEO hire is inconsequential. It is a hire strictly to get a stadium, which benefits the league.
Is this what y'all were fighting about on the text?
Yeah, we're fighting about the text, and I think Sean's eyes glazed over.
I checked out.
I don't know. This is going to need more than like a minute at some point, but no, this is Adam Silver hiring the Mavs front office seems a little odd to me.
Why the NFL just had their Pete Rose moment. That's next in B-Low,
the belt
on the home of the Cowboys after this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.